And joining us live this morning is Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley as we continue to assess the cleanup and the damage done by Hurricane Sandy. Governor, I know you were just talking with the mayor of Ocean City. They took some pretty good damage there.
Well, they did, but in my conversations with the mayor of Ocean City, both of us agreed that this could have been a whole lot worse. When you look at the sort of damage that happened on the other side of the storm up in New York and in Connecticut and New Jersey, we did not get the sort of damage here that many forecasted and that all of us were bracing for. Right now we have about 319,000 households without power. No doubt when people wake up this morning and they see they're without power, they'll, you know, those numbers will climb a little bit. But the good news there is, guys, we thought we wouldn't be able to have the utilities sending their workers out there to work on the lines because of high winds today. But instead, at dawn, those utility crews are rolling, and they're going to be out there beginning this restoration effort early this morning, which is fantastic. Overall, I think it could have been a lot worse, and we
absolutely
should all be very grateful we somewhat dodged this storm and we're on the luckier side of it.
Yeah, we're with you on there, Governor. Also, a little concerned here, got to say, about what's happened with some raw sewage that has flown into some rivers, into the bay. There's concern in Virginia as well as in Maryland. What are you hearing in Maryland?
Yeah, we're wrestling with restoring power to one wastewater treatment plant that's on the Patuxent up in Howard County. And we've been in touch with County Executive Allman. We know that's his top priority, and the folks here at BGE understand that as well, and they are working on it, and we hope to get that repaired as soon as possible. We're still getting assessments as people, you know, look around with the sun coming up here. So I'll have a clearer idea as we get more assessments back. I'm not aware of other stations like that one. Have you all heard of other ones in the state?
Not in Maryland. There were concerns in Virginia yesterday, which, of course, caused them to at least postpone, if not cancel, the harvest for oysters coming up. So,
wow.
You know, they just want to be careful there. And, of course, you know, it's the same body of water.
Yeah, ours are supposed to have backup power generation or redundant feeders. This one, in this particular case, it had two different feeders, but both of them went out. So that's our problem, and I hope that we get that resolved very shortly.
For some of the state agencies, particularly state highways, the challenge today is not only is there flooding and related damage on the eastern portion of the state, but in the western part of the state, you've got heavy snow.
Yeah, we were America's weather in miniature yesterday. We had, I think there's 20 inches of snow in Garrett County. Garrett County actually is, along with Somerset, has the greatest number of power outages. Right now, there are about 70% of our fellow citizens in Garrett County are without power. And in Somerset County, about 60% are without power. We had a pretty hairy situation there last night when four tractor trailers tangled. And I'm back to Garrett County, you know, on Route 68 there. And then about 100 cars backed up, and state police and National Guard had to kind of fish people out of the snow and the ice as all those cars piled up and got stuck and slid around. 68's open now, at least through Maryland. I think they still have problems with it and on the Virginia or West Virginia side there. And then now the other tricky thing that we're still not out of the woods on is the river flooding, the creek
right.
flooding, then those things, because as this continues to dump rain in Pennsylvania, that will roll down, and we are going to be keeping a close eye on the Conowingo Dam, which will be very stressed by all this rain in the days to come.
Right up in New Jersey today, a dam in Menachie gave way, and they've had to evacuate people there, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed on all the dams in this area. Now, yesterday, Governor, you were preparing to put your boots back on if the power companies had failed to provide good service. How would you evaluate how they're handling the outages?
Well, I think they certainly were able to bring in more crews from out of state than we had for that lack of, you know, that derecho which came to us without any warning. And the good news is that now from the pre-staging areas like Montgomery County Fairgrounds and Capital Center Plaza, they're going to be rolling out early this morning. So, I mean, they still have a lot of work to do today. So my boot is still firmly implanted, and it will stay there until everybody gets their power restored.
Good, because in a couple of days, it's going to get ugly again. Everybody's saying we dodged a bullet now, but you know how that goes.
Yep.
Thanks, Governor. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, guys.
Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.